Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
You try to feel a little bit, try and make yourself a little bit more invisible. Generally, I've noticed myself doing. I go quiet. I try to get away, walk faster. I sometimes will try and find an alternate way to go where I'm going, just to avoid people I'm a little bit more wary of.
Yeah, I feel safe. It's all about our own confidence. Yeah.
There's precautions that I take. Like I love walking along the creek in the daytime, but I wouldn't go walk along the Mary Creek after dark.
I don't feel unsafe, but I don't feel safe enough.
Ilan lamang ito sa mga karanasan at pananaw na nakalap ng Your Ground New South Wales. Inibitahan ng interactive crowdsource map ang mga kababaihan at gender diverse people na ituro at ipin ang isang lugar bilang safe o unsafe at ibahagi ang kanilang karanasan tungkol sa kaligtasan sa public spaces. Higit 1,000 submissions ang kanilang nakolekta mula Nobyembre at karamihan sa mga lugar na nakapin ay unsafe o hindi ligtas. Ang mga parks at open spaces tulad ng beaches ay karaniwang nakapin bilang safe o ligtas, habang ang mga car parks ang itinuturing na pinakamapanganib.
Crowdsourcing as a methodology for gathering data and information is important in terms of engaging with women and gender diverse people because it allows them to share information in their own way when they want to and in a way that's appropriate. They can also go onto the map to see what's happening in their areas and the spaces and places that they're moving through and occupying in cities. And so there's a sense of kind of activism and a collective shared data set that emerges from this research.
Yan ang tinig ni Dr. Nicole Camps, direktor ng XYX Lab sa Monash University, na nag-aral ng ugnayan sa pagitan ng gender, identity, urban space at advocacy. Ang proyekto ay nakatanggap ng pondo mula sa $3 million na Safer Cities Program ng New South Wales Government. Sinabi ni Dr. Camps na ang mga kaalaman ng lahat tungkol sa gender at public safety ay karaniwang nanggagaling sa crime statistics o census data, habang ang Your Ground ay nagbibigay ng mas malinaw na datos ng mga karanasan ng mga tao sa pampublikong lugar.
There's actually just really pragmatic issues. Like, what is it that women and gender diverse people are doing in their day-to-day moving through and into cities that they're changing so that they can feel safer? And for some people that may mean using their car more often. It might mean tracking the trains or the public transport. It might mean calling a friend. So, you know, it's kind of these things I would be interested to understand what their workarounds are.
Aniya, karamihan ng mga gawain na minamarkahan ng mga user sa map ay passing through o mga napadaan lamang.
And while this might seem quite minor, it's actually really significant because what it means is they're not hanging out in spaces and they're not having the authority just to be in spaces for the sake of kind of using them. And so if women and gender diverse people are constantly moving through, constantly passing through, well then that tells us something about their experience. And it also changes the experience for other women as well because there's not a sense of authority to be in public spaces. We know that when we have the presence of other women and other gender diverse people across generations, across different ethnicities and cultures, this really creates a feeling of public safety. So being able to understand that condition is really important to this research.
Pinuri naman ni Karen Bivan, CEO ng Full Stop Australia, ang Your Ground at New South Wales Women's Safety Commissioner sa pagtuon sa karanasan ng mga ordinaryong mamamayan. Naging bahagi ang kaniyang organisasyon sa program na Project Night Justice ng City of Melbourne at Victoria Police. Layunin itong labanan ng sexual violence na may slogan na everyone has the right to enjoy Melbourne after dark.
What people think safety is and what safety is lived is quite different. And there's a lot of evidence in the literature about the way that architecture, public spaces and other environments have been designed with men at the center, designed by men for men. And that's not the experience that women and people who are gender diverse bring to this. And we need to actually really amplify those voices.
Aniya, mahalagang makuha ang suporta ng mga venue owners, councils at mga mamamayan para magkaroon ng pangkalahatang responsibilidad sa mga nangyayari sa pampublikong lugar. Sa ngayon, natuklasan ng Your Ground na pinakamalaking pangamba ng marami kapag inaabutan ng gabi sa labas.
But anyone who thinks it's just about increased CCTV or increased lighting alone is probably not really living in the real world of the fact that a lot of risk attaches to the kinds of attitudes and behaviours that get condoned and what's accepted well beyond those dark streets.
Dagdag naman ni Ms. Bevan na mahalagang maintindihan at aksyonan ang mga mapanganib na cultural factors. Kabilang dito ang sexist behavior, racism, homophobia, pagiging judgmental or stigmatizing attitudes dahil sa pananamit ng isang tao, itsura o kung sila ay nakainom ng alak.
Aboriginal women have told us over and over again about their sense of lack of safety and the types of racist behavior that they experience in licensed venues, from other patrons and others on the street.
Makakatulong din umano kung ipapaliwanag kung bakit natatakot ang ilan sa mga bakanteng lugar habang ang iba naman ay umiiwas sa matataong lugar.
The Islamophobia Register makes it very clear that, for example, Muslim women have shared their experience of public safety extensively, and their experience, for example, shows that they are experiencing racism quite directly in the street, and it doesn't need to be night time for that to happen. It shows that verbal abuse is a serious issue for Muslim women, and so that community has already told us a lot of what we need to know about what's going on the streets for women from that community, and we should be listening to that.
Ang karanasang ito ng mga kababaihan at gender diverse people ay lagi ring iniisip ni Dr. Nicole Camps. Aniya, ang Your Ground resources ay isinalin sa iba't ibang wika tulad ng Arabic, Korean, Thai, Vietnamese at pinasimple sa mga traditional Chinese, kabilang na rin ang pagkakaroon ng QR code ng mga mapa.
And what we hope is that that then provides information about how to access the map online. The map itself is quite straightforward and it developed through a whole lot of infographics as well. Our website also indicates how you can set up a translator so that we can actually make sure that we're gathering information from anybody who wants to share their information.
Ang pagsali at pagsusumite sa Your Ground New South Wales ay magsasara sa 8 ng Pebrero. Ilalabas naman ang kabuuan ng resulta sa kalagitnaan ng taon at ibubukas ito sa publiko. Kung ikaw o isa sa iyong mga kakilala ay nakakaranas ng family o domestic violence, maaring tumawag sa 1-800-RESPECT o 1-800-737-732 at maaari ring tumawag sa Lifeline sa numerong 131114. At sa oras ng emergency, tumawag sa 000. At yan ang binuong ulat ni Ruth McHugh Dillon para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.